This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. This is a guest that we wanted to get on the air a while ago, but because he was living abroad teaching in China, we could not, and that's Seth Roberts. We'll have him on in just a moment. I just want to make a couple of announcements real quick. You can still get the Age Force Fat Burner Patch, a free month supply. If you want to try it, this is a great way to experiment with it. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad, use the coupon code SR30. Also, for those of you who are devoted to colostrum, you can get a kilo of colostrum from Percoba, certified first 6 hour colostrum. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Percoba banner ad, use the coupon code SHR2, the number two. And then lastly, our friends at Trusted Health Products are allowing us now to buy a 7-pack of Aura MD, the alternative to toxic toothpaste, made from nothing else but botanical oils. You can save $90. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for the Aura MD special. Okay, my next guest is a frequent name used out in the blogosphere. He is Seth Roberts. How are you, Seth?
I'm fine, thanks.
So, first of all, we wanted to have you on the show a while ago, but the reality is that you were living abroad in China, actually teaching there, correct?
Yeah, I teach at Tsinghua University in Beijing.
How do you like China?
Oh, I like parts of it.
I guess it's one of those, it's like the United States.
I love my students.
Okay.
And I love the challenge of it all, you know, being in a strange place.
Yeah.
But I don't like the pollution. Yeah. I don't like the Chinese government, you know, usual things.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Okay, so you have a best-selling book, and it's been a bestseller for a long, long time. And it's called The Shangri-La Diet. I want to start out talking about that, and then we can go into some other discussions that you have been talking with Ginny about in preparation for this interview. When did you originally publish The Shangri-La Diet?
2006.
And it's gone through some revisions, I know, right?
Well, the paperback is different than the hardback, yeah.
Is that just because of economics? It's easier to just redo the paperback and you didn't do a hardcover again?
Well, the ideas were still changing. So by the time the paperback came out, the ideas were better. So tried to make it better.
And we're going to touch on some of those ideas as well. Now, I have done shows in the past about a group of individuals called the Hunza. And the Hunza are thought to be direct descendants of the lost paradise of Shangri-La. Are you familiar with the Hunza?
No, I'm not. The Shangri-La was a fictional place. There was a book called Lost Horizons published around 1930, and it was just a figment of the author's imagination.
Well, I have a feeling that there must be something to the Shangri-La, because we did a show, I want to say about 6 years ago, with Randy Roach, and I did some research about the Hunza, which they live in an area, I guess, which would be considered Asia, that is, I know, flanked on three or four sides by mountainous regions. One of those mountainous regions leads to China, and they are basically lacto-vegans, and it was thought that they were the descendants of the lost paradise of Shangri-La. That's what it was written about them. Now, maybe the person who did that write-up about them was confusing fact with fiction, and I'm just repeating it here. But nonetheless, so let's talk about the Shangri-La diet. What If Shangri-La is in fact a fictional place, what gave rise to this book?
I discovered a way to lose weight that was really different than previous ways, and it was a lot easier than previous ways. And so I gave it the name Shangri-La to emphasize sort of as a peaceful way to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
I discovered that if I drank sugar water that was unflavored, my appetite would go way down. And because my appetite was so low, I would eat very little. And I would lose the upshot was I would lose weight, and it was stunning how easy it was to lose weight when I did that.
Wow.
Sort of a small amount of sugar water, unflavored sugar water. So that's, you know, that's not part of what we usually hear about how to lose weight, of course.
In fact, that's quite interesting. That's quite counterintuitive, because if you listen to a lot of the discussions out there, you know, sugar, perhaps in larger doses, and maybe that's the key here, seems to create a boomerang effect of spontaneous hunger once blood sugar drops. So what is the magic? Are these are very small doses of sugar, and are we talking about table sugar here, Seth?
I originally did it with fructose, but you could also do it with sucrose. It didn't matter. You could do it with lots of different foods. As long as they had no smell, and they had calories and no smell, then you could ingest it, and your appetite would go way down. Normal food has a smell. That's the important thing here. Normal food has smell. If you eat food that has no smell, you know, it does something to your weight control system and causes you to lose weight.
Really?
That was the interesting idea.
Now, is there any evidence of this phenomenon in individuals who suffer some sort of neurological disorder and lose the ability to smell things? Do they tend to lose is their level of satiety affected as a result of that?
Many people, they lose a lot of weight when they lose their sense of smell. Like you might lose your sense of smell because you have a really bad cold, and these people very often report a loss of weight.
Wow, that's
another example is people in the hospital who get their calories via IV, intravenously. They don't smell anything. They still get the calories, but they don't smell it. Of course,
right?
Those people lose an enormous amount of weight, and without trying. You can, if you go to the hospital, you can see people who are very thin, and they're not hungry, but they're very thin.
And they're getting what is considered probably the requisite number of calories a day for them to either maintain or at least put on weight. Yet they don't. You're saying.
Yeah, they don't. They're getting a certain amount of calories, and they become very thin, even though they're not trying to be thin and they're not hungry.
So what is the linkage? And I know your background is psychology, correct?
Yeah, learning psychology.
Okay, so what is the linkage between the area of the brain responsible for the olfactory senses and how we partition our calories?
I don't know. I don't know that. But what I do know is that we associate the two, and it's clear with almost any food, you come to associate the smell of the food with the calories of the food. So the food has a certain smell, has a certain number of calories, and those come to be associated. So what happens is that after you eat a food, your stomach or probably your stomach or maybe your digestive tract, figures out how many calories are in what you just ate.
Wow.
And it sends a signal to the brain. You know, there's some kind of, you know, signal over time, you know, probably over 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, that somehow your brain is being told how many calories are in what you just ate. So the more calories, the stronger the signal. And your brain is remembering the smell. It's not conscious. It's just somehow stored there, that, you know, the smell of the food you just ate. And so that smell is sort of sitting in your brain waiting for that signal. You know, and if it comes, there's association formed, the calorie signal. If there's no calorie signal, there's no association formed. So after you eat something, that smell lingers in your brain in an unconscious way for maybe an hour or so. And it's sitting there preparing to be associated. And if there's no calories, then it's not associated. But if there is calories, it is associated. And the effect of the association, it sort of builds up maybe over 10 exposures. But the effect of the association is that the food tastes better. A really clear example of this is with Coca-Cola. You probably can't remember, but if you can remember your first taste of Coca-Cola, it tastes like medicine. It just tastes weird. Mm. But then if you drink Coca-Cola with sugar, then slowly you build an association to the smell of the Coca-Cola, and it becomes the smell of the Coca-Cola becomes associated with sugar, and it tastes better and better. And all of a sudden, you know, after a while, after maybe 10 Cokes with sugar, it starts to taste really good. So it goes from tasting weird to tasting good. And
I can, you know, you're saying this, and I'm thinking of all the, while I don't remember Coca-Cola, I remember things like beer. I remember things that my father would say to me, well, this is an acquired taste. An acquired taste basically means you get past something to start to enjoy something else. And so this makes sense. If you, Limburger cheese, for instance, which stinks to like dead mice, yet people will eat it once and gag on it. But then each time they eat it thereafter, there's some sort of enjoyment associated with it. And that's what acquired taste is all about. So that's what we're talking
about. Yeah, that's exactly
here.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't happen with artificial sweeteners, you know, that have no calories. So like I used to drink tea with Splenda, and, you know, and nothing happened. I didn't like the tea any better. You know, maybe I liked it because it was sweet. Maybe I liked it because it had, you know, I put half and half in it, but nothing happened. It was just the same day after day. But when I started to put sugar in tea, all of a sudden it started to taste better and better. So it really is the calories
that are associated with the smell. That's amazing. We have to take a break. This is intriguing. I am really intrigued by this concept, and I want to get a little deeper into it. We're talking right now with Seth Roberts. We're talking about his book, The Shangri-La Diet. You can get it at Amazon.com. It'll also be on the Superhuman Radio website later this month as well. We're upgrading the website, so there's going to be a lot of the books that we've talked about available there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more.
more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Slim Thugger. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls got.
We're talking with Seth Roberts about his book, The Shangri-La Diet, and more. You can also go to his website, which is a great blog there too, SethRoberts.com. So, Seth, this is really...
SethRoberts.net.
I'm sorry, .net. Thank you for correcting me. Thank you. As you can see, I don't write any questions down. Otherwise, I would have had that written down. Anyway, you know, this is really, really, I mean, my mind is going a million miles an hour in multiple directions. So I'm fasted today. And one of the things that I like to do when I'm trying to fast and having a harder time at it, which generally I have a very easy time at fasting because I tend to be fairly metabolically flexible. But today I'm having a hard time. So I have a plastic bag of granola here that Elisa made that has this beautiful buttery smell. And all morning long, I've been opening the bag and just sticking my nose in it and breathing it in and then pushing it aside. And I'm not tempted to eat it, but the smell seems to satisfy me for some reason. Is this part of this phenomenon?
Well, that's interesting. I do the fasting too, but I haven't done that. I don't know. I can't tell if that satisfying aspect is learned or not. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. So, because I was going to have to attribute that to a good friend of mine who I always laughed at that used to do it when he was dieting. And I would say, that's stupid. Why are you doing that? It's just torture. But I found out it's not. So let's get back to the discussion here about the book itself. The book says you can eat anything you want, but do you have to eat things that have their smells altered?
Well, you take your usual diet and you add something to it. That's what's really counterintuitive. You lose weight by adding rather than most diets have you eat less of this or less of that.
Right.
And then you lose weight. But this diet has you just continue to eat whatever you eat and then add the unflavored sugar water or the unflavored, you know, olive oil or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so you just add food without smell to whatever you usually eat.
You do you precede your meal with that?
You put it between your meals.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Either before nor after.
Interesting. Wow. Is this, you know, there's a product that I always laughed at. I would be on the elliptical machine buzzing along, and an infomercial would come on for a product called Sensa. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So it says, exactly. You know, you just sprinkle this stuff on your food and you magically eat less. And I thought, this is ridiculous. Unless it's like some sort of fiber blend that expands to 100 times its weight once it's in your stomach and causes some sort of gastric stretching that stimulates the production of certain hormones that tell you that you're full. How could this affect? Does that work on a smell basis?
Yeah, I met the guy who invented that, and he said to me, well, you know, I don't really know why this works, but your theory explains it, and I agree with him.
How do you figure that, I was just going to say, he ripped you off, man, by coming out with this product. I mean, really. I mean, it's
well,
amazing.
Well, he had a very unusual idea, and he made good use of it. The reason that works is that as I said, we learn these associations between the smell and the calories. And what the Sensa, you know, granules do, they change the smell of your food into something you don't recognize anymore. Mm. So, my theory says that it's the smell of your food. It's the smell calorie associations in your food that raise your set point. Your set point is where your weight wants to be. So if your set point is 180 pounds, you'll be really hungry if you're less than that. And if you're over 180 pounds, you won't want to eat anything. So your set point puts you, it's like the temperature on a thermostat. It's the weight that your body's weight regulatory system wants you to be at. And it makes you hungry or not hungry. It turns hunger on and off to get you there. Mm-hmm. In any case, so that normally we eat our food and it has a smell and it has calories. So every time we do that, that pushes our set point up, the smell calorie association. And the stronger that association, the more it pushes our set point up. So Coke has a very strong smell calorie association, which is why it tastes so good. So when we drink Coke, that pushes our set point up a lot. But you see that if you could change the flavor, the smell of the Coke, all of a sudden, all that learning would be lost. So when you pour the Sensa granules on your food, it's changing the unfamiliar food. So it does have a smell, but that smell has not yet been associated with calories. So it has no effect.
So you have to
change the Sensa. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You have to change what? Finish your thought.
You have to change the Sensa, Sensa shakers every month because eventually you learn the new associations.
So if
you eat unfamiliar food, food with an unfamiliar smell, you will also lose weight.
Yeah. So theoretically, if you eat something for the first time, right, you've not had before. And quite often, many of us are like, not necessarily repulsed, but we just don't have any memory to associate this flavor with. So it's not something we're going to overindulge in, right?
Yeah, it doesn't, unlike ordinary food, which we're familiar with, it does not raise the set point. An example of that is that every time I would go to a foreign country, I would come back and I would have lost a few pounds. And that was because in that foreign country, I was eating unfamiliar food.
Now, you don't have to just use sugar water, right? You could also use something else if people don't want to use sugar water, right?
Yeah, these days I use flaxseed oil and butter. I eat them with my nose clipped shut. So I can't smell them, but they're healthy fats.
So that was my next question. Can I just block out the olfactory input by, you know, putting a swimmer's nose clip on my nose when I eat?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. I've been doing that for a long time.
And it works, huh?
It works, yeah.
So basically what this does is, because let's distill this down. The real problem with appetite is that people are not satisfied, so they eat past what they should. Otherwise, they feel like they're depriving themselves by trying to diet. By removing the olfactory input, that sense of wanting more just goes away?
Well, it's a little bit more than that. Yes, you don't want to eat as much of the food that doesn't taste as good, but it has an effect at later meals. So what I eat on Monday will determine how hungry I am on Tuesday.
Oh.
And if I eat food that tastes really good on Monday, you're kind of telling the brain, oh, this is a time of plenty. You know, food is, calories are cheap. So now is the time to stock up. So your brain gets a signal that it's a time of plenty and you should be storing calories for the lean years. So if you eat food on Monday that tastes really good, you're going to want to eat more on Tuesday. There was a quote I have in my book. This is a real quote. One Berkeley student is saying to another Berkeley student, how can I gain 10 pounds after I eat 1 pound of chocolates? Well, the reason you can gain 10 pounds from eating 1 pound of chocolates is that the chocolates taste so good. It tells your body, oh, now's the time to gain weight because this is the time of year when there's lots of calories around. So if you eat food that tastes good, it tells your brain that it's a time of plenty. And so you'll be hungry the next day too. Because when paper towels are cheap, that's when I buy a whole bunch of them.
Right.
That's when I stock up. And so when calories are cheap, that's when we should stock up.
That's how the body knows. The body knows this because of the emotional response that's triggered by the olfactory sense that tells us, it's amazing because I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, smells create emotion. They create emotions. And so obviously we know that there's this whole new paradigm being discovered that the emotions that you feel before a meal may actually affect what your body does with that food. So we know that from the evolutionary perspective, when there is stress in the environment, the body is worried that it won't have what it needs and it's going to create more body fat. And if you're eating a meal when you are stressed out, you are going to do something different with it than if you were relaxed and calm. But more importantly, if you're eating what we've quoted, comfort food. Well, how could food be comfortable? You don't sit in it. No, it evokes a certain emotion. Those emotions will help the body decide how it's going to store that food. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, it's not. The emotions are telling the body how much food is out there. Because when there's a lot of food out there, we eat the good tasting food, and when there isn't very much food out there, we eat the bad tasting food. They're called famine foods. So when there's not much food around, you still got to eat. But the foods you have to eat, you start going to foods you wouldn't otherwise eat. So when we're eating food that tastes really good, it's a signal that there's lots of food around. And when we're eating food that doesn't taste very good, it's a signal there's not very much food around, because otherwise we wouldn't be eating that stuff. So that's sort of the logic of the system.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come out the other side, I want to ask you about non-food items, chewing gum, toothpaste, things that we readily use to satisfy whatever it is, and how those affect our future eating habits later on in the week. We're talking right now with Seth Roberts. We're talking about a fantastic book. This is a fantastic book because you can use this book no matter what type of diet you use now. This is an amazing concept, the Shangri-La Diet. You can get it at Amazon.com. They have the Kindle version. They have used versions. Get the paperback. It appears, am I correct? The paperback is the most current, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and the website is SethRoberts.net to learn more and read his blog. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits, and so will you.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Seth Roberts. We're talking about his book, The Shangri-La Diet. This is really, really intriguing to me. So, Seth, what about non-food items? We've become so accustomed to chewing gum. Our toothpaste has to taste a certain way. Even the adhesive on the back of envelopes and stamps have been flavored so that we're not repulsed by them. How do these non-food flavor items affect this phenomenon?
Well, when I started doing the diet, I suddenly had a craving for tea and chewing gum. And the reason was that I was smelling a lot less. I was eating a lot less because of the diet, but I still had a need for smell and flavor. So I think we have a need for smell and flavor, independently of food. And the chewing gum and the tea, they satisfied it. So it was much easier to do the diet, while drinking tea. So the tea had the smell without calories, and it sort of balanced out the calories without smell that I was eating. So somehow you need to have them in balance.
Yeah, because
so if you have a bunch of calories without smell, you need to have more smell without calories.
Because clearly the perception of taste and the perception of smell, while they originate in different areas, they do somehow intertwine and contribute to each other in the brain. So if you remove one, I would imagine that the body would start to depend on the other. Like somebody who goes blind, they start depending on their hearing better. You think that's what's going on there?
Well, I think we have a craving for smell, and usually we satisfy that when we eat food. But if we eat food that has no smell, then we start to crave smell by its, you know, any kind of smell. It becomes any smells become more attractive.
What about temperature? You know, I know that, you know, in the cold weather, you can't smell things as well, right? And a lot of foods don't really give up their aroma, if you will, when they're served cold. Can this contribute to success on the diet?
I haven't tried that. I haven't tried changing the temperature of food, but yeah, it's you're really right. When you chill a food, it smells less. But I did notice something strange, which is that people have been talking about using cold water to lose weight. And so I tried it. I took really, really cold showers. And to my surprise, I gained weight. But, and then I stopped the cold water and I lost weight again. So one way to lose weight is to take really hot showers.
Well, and I've never subscribed to that. I've never subscribed to that. You know, there are people out there sitting in ice cold baths because they think they're going to change their adipose tissue to brown adipose tissue, which actively consumes calories. And I say, have you not seen, you know, Inuit and Eskimo people? They carry a lot of body fat. And if anything, the body upregulates body fat in the face of extremely cold weather because it needs to insulate itself so it doesn't have to work as hard to keep core temperature as hot. So I've never subscribed to that. I know there's a whole movement out there of people who I say, look, you want something that burns calories, build muscle. It's easier. We know how to do that. We don't know how to turn fat into brown fat yet. So anyway.
Yeah, my experience agrees with your idea.
There you go. Foods, part of aroma enters through the mouth, does it not? It's not always through the nostrils. I mean, some foods don't really have a smell per se till you start chewing on them and they kind of find their way up the back of the canal.
Yeah, there's a hole in the top of your mouth that goes to your nose. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about that part of it?
Yeah, that's smell. Absolutely. And so you, if you hold your nose shut with nose clips, you block that too. Cause the air can't get out. So if you shut your nose, if you use swimmer's nose clips to close your nose while you eat something, you won't smell anything through the back of your mouth or through your nose.
Because there's no passage. You can't get air through, period.
Yeah, because the air can't move.
Interesting. What about, okay, so now you also write in the book about there's a two-hour window that you talk about. What is this two-hour window that you talk about?
Well, you need to eat the food. You need to eat within a two-hour window. How to put it? You need to eat your sugar, water, your regular food within a 2 hour window and eat your Shangri-La diet calories outside that 2 hour window. So if you eat lunch at noon, let's say from noon to one, you shouldn't take the Shangri-La diet calories, you know, anywhere from 11 to 2 p.m. Just have them at other times. You need to eat the calories without smell outside that 2 hour window.
Why is that? Is that because it takes the body a while to recognize that it's gotten something?
No, it's because you don't want the calories you take in with the Shangri-La diet to become associated with the smells of your regular food. So if you have, 300 Shangri-La diet calories without smell, you don't want those to help whatever you ate for lunch, you know, taste better. Because you have your smells in your brain that you remember the smells for maybe an hour or so. So you don't want those remembered smells to become associated with a smell-free calories that you eat.
That makes perfect sense. Can we take any food if we can successfully remove the smell of a food? Would that qualify it to be the Shangri-La calories, or does it have to be exclusively, you know, sugar water or a healthy fat or oil?
No, it can be any food. That's what's so interesting. It can be any food, but in practice, you feel deprived if you have a regular food and you can't smell it anymore. So if you take a pastrami sandwich and you put on the nose clips, you kind of feel bad. Hey, it doesn't taste so good. Yeah. But if you take a new food that you're not familiar with, it works fine. So, for example, I have butter on crackers, and I wear swimmer's nose clips when I eat them, and that works fine because I never ate them in the past. I don't have any associations. I don't have any smell calorie associations with this food, so I don't feel deprived. I feel fine. It tastes good. It tastes good because of the fat in the crackers, you know. So it works fine. I have no trouble at all.
I wish I'm thinking about this. I don't think there's anything I haven't eaten yet. And being Italian, you know, we thrive on, you know, the aroma of things. They, you know, they evoke emotions and make you feel a certain way, make you feel good about the food you're eating. And I guess I would have to absolutely start finding some foods that I haven't eaten to experiment with this. This is obviously a phenomenon that the food industry capitalizes, do they not? They make foods, give food certain aromas because they know that we will just consume more and more and more.
Yeah, exactly. They do two things. They do three things that are really, really important. And first of all, as you say, they make the smell stronger because you get a stronger smell calorie association if you have a stronger smell. And so that's clear. The second thing they do, which is a little less obvious, is that they make the calories digestible very fast. Because if you have the smell in your brain for an hour, but the calories take, you know, 3 hours to digest, you know, like a low glycemic index kind of food, then you won't get as strong a smell calorie association than if the calories are associated really quickly. A good example of the calories being detected really quickly is mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes don't have a particularly strong smell, but we love mashed potatoes because they produce a really quick calorie signal. In other words, the body detects the calories in the mashed potatoes really, really quickly. So that's the second thing the food industry does. They make the calories that very quickly digestible. And the third thing the food industry does, which is the most kind of insidious, is that they make the smell exactly the same each time.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, Coca-Cola used to make a big deal of tasting the same all around the world, because once you vary the smell, all of a sudden you don't get that learned association. But if you can make a product that has exactly the same smell every time, then every time you eat that product, that smell calorie association is going to get stronger. You know, ordinary, we don't cook like that. Nobody cooks exactly the same recipe every time.
Right.
And so the smell calorie associations we have with the food that we make and that we eat ourselves are going to be much weaker than the smell calorie associations we get with factory made food, which has exactly the same smell every time. And that's really the secret to why factory made food and fast food is so fattening. It's because it has exactly the same smell every time, unlike ordinary food.
You're right. I mean, you could walk into a McDonald's anywhere in the country and you get that same smell when you walk in. You smell whatever it is. And another place that comes to mind right away is White Castle's. You know, they smell that when you walk into that place, you smell that smell. You could close your eyes. Somebody could drop you in the middle of any place and walk you into a White Castle's and you'd say, oh, I'm in White Castle's. So it's really interesting. And it's funny because we have a sponsor on the show called Seagate Products that they make their own olive oil from growing the olives to actually vacuuming the oil out instead of pressing it out. And so I just sent Richard Lentz an email over the weekend. I said, I just got two bottles of olive oil, and it's not as green as the last two or the previous bottles I've gotten, and it doesn't have as pungent of a smell as of olives as the other one. And he said, yes, that's because those were 2013 rendered olives, and these are 2014, and because rain was different and this. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's right, because when you're getting real food, it's not always going to be the same. It's just not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about success stories using the diet. We're talking right now with Seth Roberts about his book, The Shangri-La Diet. This is really, we talk about a lot of diets on this show. This is really one of those things that made me go, oh, wow, you know, this makes so much sense. You can get it at Amazon.com. We will have it up at SuperHumanRadio.com. By the end of the month also, as we transition to the new website. In the meantime, go to SethRoberts.net to read his blog and learn more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Seth Roberts. His website is SethRoberts.net. The book is called The Shangri-La Diet. It really is a refreshing discussion because, and Seth, I'm thinking about, we have bodybuilders out there who, when it's time for them to get ready for competition, they go through a 16-week arduous, grueling, heroic dieting phase. And I'm thinking, you know, buy nose swimmers' nose clips and take some of your pain away.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's amazing. So let's talk about some of the success stories. The book has been out there for a while, and obviously it continues to be a very popular book. Other people blog about it. I know that people keep blogs about their Shangri-La diet success, which is a real viral phenomenon. What kind of success do people see when they start the diet?
Well, they see that they're suddenly they don't want to finish their plate for the first time in their life. You know, oh, for the first time in my life, I didn't want 2 slices of pizza. I mean, that's sort of what the guys tend to say. And the women tend to say, oh my God, I'm not thinking about food all the time. This has never happened before. In other words, women very often, are using, you know, every ounce of their willpower to not eat.
Well, you know what I've noticed about women? It's an interesting phenomenon. You know, you could be getting ready for work in the morning, right? And the last thing on a guy's mind is what he wants to have for dinner. But women will be like, well, what do you want to have for dinner? I know that's because they're responsible quite often for preparing food. But it seems to be both cultural and genetic that women think about food a great deal more. Now, maybe it's part of the evolutionary inheritance because they were responsible for weaning, raising children, multiple children, and providing calories for themselves and their children that they do think about getting food, and maybe because they were less equipped to get that food on their own without a man's help. But clearly, you're right. Women think about food a lot more often than men do.
Yeah, there's much more pressure on women to be thin than on men to be thin. And the name of the book comes from what women told me, that instead of having to think about food all the time, they stopped thinking about it.
And Shangri-La being paradise for a woman to not have to worry about her diet, her putting on weight or anything, that would be like paradise to them, right?
Well, just to turn off the voice making you want to eat. There, you know, some women are using enormous amounts of willpower to simply ignore that voice saying go eat something, and when that voice is turned off, it's very pleasant. It's as if a loud noise had been turned off. You know, you work, your office is right next to a jackhammer construction site, and finally one day it becomes quiet. That's the feeling.
So how long does it take to for the cumulative effect of removing the smell effect and or using the Shangri-La calories to start to see the latter part of the week not wanting to eat as much?
It usually starts within a day or so.
Wow.
I mean, maybe a few days for some people, but yeah, you become full. You become full a lot faster. It takes a lot less food to get full, and you think about food less.
You know, I just thought of something else that you could probably spin this book into.
Yeah,
the addictive qualities of alcohol, the addictive qualities of certain drugs like marijuana, because they have familiar smells. We know that people who have addictive qualities, they start to feel the buzz just at anticipation of going out and scoring or going and buying a bottle of vodka. And
yeah, that's a very good point. I'm friends with another psychologist named Shepard Siegel, who has who's been studying for 30 years this idea that addiction is partly the result of learning.
Yeah.
That we learn to associate the situation where we take the drug with the drug, and that's very important for the addiction. Yeah. So I've used this idea of learning, to help explain why people are fat, and he's used this idea of learning to explain why people are addicted to drugs and why it's not so obvious how to stop that. One example of his ideas is that when soldiers became addicted to heroin in Vietnam, they thought there was going to be an enormous heroin addiction problem when they all came back to America after the war. It turned out there wasn't, and that's because the addiction was partly a result of learning. They learned to associate where they were with the heroin, and when they came back, and that's what produced the addiction.
Well, but there may be another aspect, and I may be giving away too much of, I'm a child of the 60s, and I may be giving away too much of who and what I'm about, but heroin in the United States quite often smells like vinegar, and that's because they do use vinegar in the processing to throw drug sniffing dogs off when they used to ship it from Mexico to the United States. And heroin in other parts of the world doesn't smell like that. It smells more like the residue of the poppy that it comes from. So there is also an olfactory, because if you understand addiction, you know that it's not just the getting high that gets people excited. It's the anticipation. They actually have done studies, and they see that dopamine areas of the brain become excited when someone even gets in their car and they know they're going to drive to go and score. They're already feeling this buzz. And we know that that's true of people who drink, because that's why they drink past the enjoyable portion of drinking. And so if you think about that aspect as well, heroin smells different in the United States as it does other places.
Learning is a huge part of addiction, and one aspect where it's not well appreciated is that the learning that comes with addiction protects you against death, protects you against overdose. And so, you know, if you're a drug addict, you take larger and larger amounts, and eventually you'll get to an amount that would have killed you if you started with it. And the reason that you can survive taking that really large amount is that the learning provides a protection. But then if you take the drug in a new place, you no longer have that protective, that learned protective part. And then you can die. So when people have studied drug overdose deaths, they find that the overdose is the wrong word for it, because they took the same amount they took the day before. They took the same amount on Tuesday that they took on Monday. Now on Monday they were fine, but on Tuesday they died. Well, why is that? It's because on Tuesday they took it in a new place that they didn't have the learned protective stuff. Mm. That's probably what happened to Philip Seymour Hoffman. He probably took the drugs in a new way.
Right.
And so because it was a new way, he didn't get the protective thing. It's just like, when you eat a food with a new smell, it doesn't raise your set point. Now that's good, but if you take a drug in a new way, it's going to be bad because you could die.
Wow. This is really intriguing. I mean, my mind is going a million miles an hour in so many different areas right now. Yeah, I could see this being also a part of the addiction equation for people who are hooked on certain drugs. And, you know, I was just thinking about wine, right? So I love wine, right? But I only like really good wine because it has a certain smell. It has a certain color. It has a certain flavor. And if it doesn't have that smell, I don't enjoy it when I sip it. I smell it first and I go, oh, I anticipate this is going to taste a certain way. I'm sure that if I put a nose clip on and drank one of my favorite wines, I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah, exactly. You learn to associate the smell with the calories, and that's a big reason it tastes so good.
And see, the other reason why foods that get into the bloodstream quickly are rewarded faster and the association is made because that's part of the evolutionary model. You have to remember that. You know, 4 million years ago, we spent 80% of our day just finding and chewing food to stay alive. So anything that got into us quickly and nourished us quickly, that was like manna from heaven. And our body bookmarked that and said, hey, remember this, because when you see this again, eat as much of it as you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, this is really cool stuff. Are you doing any upcoming lectures or anything like that?
Lectures? No.
Have you been?
A lot. So well, I'm thinking about it, you can read my blog.
Have you spoken at any of the accessible health symposium?
I take that back. I'm going to be the personal science columnist for the New York Observer. So if you don't want to read my blog and you want to read my thoughts in more concentrated form, you can read my personal science column in the New York Observer.
That's awesome. What about ancestral health symposium? This seems to be clearly is part of our ancestral. Framework, our evolutionary framework, what you've discovered here.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving a talk at the upcoming Ancestral Health Symposium in Berkeley.
I'll be
giving a talk about some of my work.
There you go. I figured it had to be something like that. All right, so people can go and get the book at Amazon.com. It will be available at SuperHumanRadio.com. We are unleashing the new website. Wait till you see it. It no longer looks like a carnival atmosphere, I've been told. I like it. It's definitely much more professional. And we have an Amazon book area. Anytime we do an interview about a book, you'll be able to find it there. Seth, I know you're busy, and I really feel fortunate to have been able to talk to you today. It's been a great interview.
Oh, thank you. You really asked good questions. You've really gone in more depth than other interviews.
Wow. I'm flattered by that. Listen, have a great day, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Stay tuned, but we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned.
We have great shows planned all week long. Just want to mention something that Coach Johnson and I got some heat about the show we did the other day about a bumper crop of strong women. And I guess because I said a bumper crop of strong, sexy women breaking records by imposing the word sexy in there, I somehow either alienated or insulted some women out there thinking that I'm sexualizing the sport of powerlifting. And that was not the objective of the discussion at all. The discussion was designed, and I know Coach Johnson, I'm speaking for him right now. He's not on the air with me, and he'll have a chance to chime in on this in a later show. The discussion was designed simply to give everyday average women the knowledge that you can embrace your God-given strength without being classified as masculine. And I guess by me using the word sexy in an attempt to get more women to pay attention to the discussion, I somehow offended some very serious athletes out there. And I recognize their frustration with what I said. I respect their opinions. I apologize to them if they felt slighted or offended. But that's not what we were talking about. We're not talking about sexualizing female powerlifters at all. We're talking about And here's why we have to do this. And why, you know, so people are like, well, why do you, well, here's why, because it's expected that men are strong. And it's expected that strength has certain attributes. And it's also expected that women who experiment and or embrace and or connect with those attributes of strength somehow are masculine. And so to push back in the opposite direction, I said these women are strong and sexy. I didn't mean that they were hot models, bikini models. I mean they are, I guess I should have said in retrospect, instead of strong and sexy, I should have said strong feminine women. And maybe that was my mistake by using the word sexy. Only because strong is the new sexy and blah, 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 blah. So for that reason, I apologize to any women who felt slanted, slighted, undermined or demeaned, minimized by me using the word sexy. I guess I should have said feminine. Now, I hope that athletes don't have a problem with that, you know, being feminine while being strong. I have to believe that that would have been a better choice of words. But that the goal of the show was to get more people who, more women who think that Zumba and cardio is what they need for the rest of their lives and follow idiots like Tracy Anderson, who says a woman should never lift more than a 2-pound dumbbell, and hence you know, her top client is Gwyneth Paltrow. At her young age, has osteoporosis and has bone fractures because she doesn't load her body with any weight because Tracy Anderson said she shouldn't. We want to push back at that. We want women to know that you are strong. 200 years ago, women, 300 years ago, women, 400 years ago, women, all the way back to hunter-gatherer societies, women toiled and worked side by side with men. They were strong. They were strong. It's only modern, the modernization and civilization, the civilized human being where, you know, women were told, oh, you can't work. You have to just lay around and have babies and the men do all the toiling and the work. That's nonsense. And it's time to change that because women are suffering as a result of the idiocy behind that civilization. They're suffering with a loss of bone and muscle that in later ages of life, they can't live on their own anymore. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. Coach Johnson and I had no desire to insult anybody, or antagonize anybody. We're not talking about sexualizing women who are, athletes. We're just saying, hey, you don't have to look like a man to be as strong as a man. You can still be feminine. You can still be a woman. And that was the goal of that interview. And we will do a follow-up show and have some of those athletes on the show. And I hope that we can also get the athletes who took issue with us to come on the show, too, because I want their opinions to be heard. So anyway, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We've got great shows the rest of the week, and we will see you then.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.